In this podcast, we will look at an extremely brief biography of William Cooper. This is J.K. Jones with this episode of Thinking Out Loud. I'm an evangelical Christian who lives in rural West Tennessee with my wife and daughter. I am an ordained ruling elder in the Presbyterian Church in America with an obsession for Christian theology, and this is my podcast. William Cooper was one of the most popular poets and hymn writers of the 18th century. He is credited by some as the forefather of English Romantic poetry, inspiring work by William Wordsworth, among others. Cooper was born in 1731. He was a contemporary of John Wesley, George Whitefield, and William Wilberforce. He struggled with depression. Some believe he suffered from manic depression or bipolar psychosis due to the alternating periods of emotional highs and lows evident in his life. After a major depression at age 21, he attempted suicide. At age 28, he had another breakdown caused mainly by the threat of a public examination before Parliament. They were to see if he could be appointed to a government position. He was committed into an insane asylum after more failed suicide attempts. He became a Christian during his stay in the asylum when he picked up a Bible placed there and read Romans 3:25, where Christ's sacrifice for us is highlighted. Cooper later wrote, quote, "I saw the sufficiency of the atonement of Christ had made, my pardon sealed in his blood, and all the fullness and completeness of his justification. In a moment, I believed and received the gospel," end quote. Over the next few years, he developed a close relationship with his pastor, John Newton. He and Newton worked together on a collection of hymns, including John's famous hymn, Amazing Grace, and Cooper's God Moves in a Mysterious Way, and There Is a Fountain. Cooper, even as a Christian, continued to struggle with depression. Look, our doctrine must make room for Christians who struggle. Some of his friends were convinced that Cooper's depression was a physical problem. You see, his depression seemed to come every January and get worse, then better, in a regular pattern. John Newton was so convinced. It was, in at least some sense, spiritual depression. Satan sometimes convinced Cooper that he was not saved and could never be saved. Cooper died in 1800 in deep despair, but he never completely forgot the hope he had in the gospel of Jesus Christ. He had many friends like Newton to remind him, when he needed reminding the most, of God's grace evident in Christ's sacrifice. There's hope for all who struggle with depression. We can often share hope with them by reminding them of Christ's love and passion. We can let redeeming love be our theme, as the verse of the following hymn by Cooper reads, "There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. Lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains. And sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day, and there may I, though vile is he, wash all my sins away, wash all my sins away, wash all my sins away, and there may I, though vile is he, wash all my sins away. Ere since by faith I saw the stream thy flowing wounds supply, redeeming love has been my theme and shall be till I die." Look, something about the affective disorders like manic depression or bipolar disorder or depression or unipolar depression. The causes of these are very complicated. They're not just spiritual causes. Sometimes they're physical, and sometimes they're in other senses psychological. You know, Satan rejoices each time a life is claimed by depression. Reach out to other people that you know that struggle with these things. Let them know you love them. And more importantly, let them know Christ loves them. I can't end this podcast without mentioning the National Suicide Hotline number, 800-273-8255. That's 800-273-8255. Until next time, God bless you and yours.